Welcome again to Thought for the Day, and today we've reached Genesis chapter 16. So let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, may we come to you in the words of the hymn writer, Lord Jesus, may we meet you in your word. So speak to us, we pray. Give us obedient hearts, that we might see the God who sees us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So Genesis chapter 16. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian maidservant, Hagar, and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she saw that she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me." "Your servant is in your hands," Abram said. "Do with her whatever you think best." Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. And the angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress Sarai," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." The angel added, "I will so increase your descendants that they will be too numerous to count." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "You are now with child, and you will have a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man, his hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and he will live in hostility towards all his brothers." And she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." For she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." That is why the well was called Be'er Laharoi. It is still there between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son she had born. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. Well, here in Genesis chapter 16, we have echoes of two previous chapters in Genesis. First, we have an echo of Eden in chapter 3. Because coming to Adam in Eden with the temptation was his wife Eve. And now coming to Abram with the temptation was his wife Sarai. Even the wording is the same. Eve took and gave of the fruit to her husband. And we read here in verse 3 that Sarai takes and gives her maidservant to Abram. So here's a warning. The devil doesn't always come to us as a roaring lion. Sometimes he can come to us in the words of our nearest and dearest. And the only protection to temptation is to be so attuned to the word of God that we both recognize and resist the temptation for whatever source it comes. And second, there's an echo of Egypt. If you remember in chapter 12, when things went badly for Abram, he ran off to Egypt, to the attractions and apparent security of Egypt. And here in chapter 16, when things go badly for Hagar, she runs away, and in verse 7, we find her on the road to Shur, almost certainly running home to Egypt. And remember too that Moses wrote Genesis after the Exodus in the wilderness years. And what did the children of Israel so often say they wanted to do at that time? To go back to Egypt. And so here's a second warning that the passing pleasures of Egypt, of this world, are a constant temptation to the people of God. As one commentator puts it, we so often pursue the trinkets of time while ignoring the essentials of eternity. But these two echoes of human sinfulness are more than matched by a great revelation of God. And what graciousness is this? The angel of the Lord revealing himself to a sinful Gentile woman. And did you notice how that all through the story, Sarai refers to her maidservant merely as she, Miss No Name. But in verse 8, God calls her by name, Hagar, servant of Sarai. And through the prophet Isaiah, God comes to each one of his true believers today and assures us, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name and you are mine. Isaiah 43 and verse 1. But a loving God is also a correcting God. Verse 9, he tells Hagar, go back to your mistress and submit to her. A call to faithful obedience. And that's the call that God makes to each of his true servants every day of our earthly life. And how reassuring also that our loving and correcting God is also a seeing God. Verse 13, Hagar gave this name to the Lord who spoke with her. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. Can you truly say that today? God reveals himself to us today in his word and through his one and only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Can we say with Hagar, I have now seen the one who sees me? Let's pray. Loving Father, what a gracious story this is of your mercy and goodness. And Lord, it teaches us this wonderful attribute that you see your children. So Lord, may that support us through all this day and through the coming days to know that you, God, see me and that you will, seeing us, take care of us as you did for Hagar. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.